on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. We've been running that intro, the intro you're listening to right now, since about 1998. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. What is the Empire? The empire of lies, the empire of fraud, the empire of cheating, the empire of deceit and globalist manipulation, the empire of government through conquest, culture through conquest and thuggish, brutal oppression versus government of and by the people, government of renaissance, government of openness. It is the great paradox. But sometimes I hear that promo, that intro, and I think, yes, we are on the march. The empire is on the run. Other times I look at all the tyranny expanding like a metastasizing cancer, and I say to myself, humanity is falling, goodness is collapsing, evil, the empire, the globalist invisible hand, the invisible empire, is coming out in the open, and it is on the march. The truth is, evil is always on the march, and good is always on the march. And there are those competing forces in the world, and there are many other variants and forces in the world. The globalists are not in control. They don't have total control. They're lusting after a technocratic, panopticonic, global, dehumanizing, computerized, omnipresent, counterfeit godlike system. The Pentagon calls it the mind of God, these computers they're building to attempt total control. But if they themselves are fallen creatures, how could they ever even imagine that they could harness or control such a force? I've got to cover the news today, and I say that so many times when we start a broadcast, but it's absolutely got to be covered this evening. There is so much to go over. Just huge news on every front. Look at these headlines. West poised to join forces with Assad. The Washington Post says, was Putin right saying the West was aiding Al-Qaeda? What does that mean? What do these headlines signify? Meanwhile, Libya is completely falling to Al-Qaeda right now. The east of the country had already been under control for 4 years, even before Gaddafi fell. They are murdering every Christian and every Muslim and every black person they get their hands on. You'll hear no coverage of it. But the headline in Bloomberg is, why Libya is a failed state now. Oh, it's like shoving an old woman at the mall down an escalator, just hitting her in the back of the head, watching her tumble down and break her neck and going, someone call an ambulance. She broke her neck. In front of everybody, just punch her right in the back of the head or hit her with a blackjack or a baseball bat right square in the head. She goes tumbling down and granny tries to get up. Oh, bam, start breaking her legs. She got hurt. But the public can't find Libya, right between Egypt and Tunisia, with both eyeballs on a map. Even when it's named, foreign media comes to the U.S. and makes fun of us and shows people world maps, and they can't even find Australia or England on it. But let me tell you, they can watch ESPN with all the college football coaches coming in for their big rundown. Sit around drinking six packs of beer, feeling real manly. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to launch into all the big news. From Ferguson to the Democrats saying if we don't legalize illegals, they'll become terrorists, to the earthquake that hit San Francisco and other areas, a 6.0, and many experts believe it's the harbinger of bigger ones to come.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, then. The only winning
move
is not to play.
We are live on this Sunday, the 24th day of August 2014, worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're also here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., Central Standard Time as well with the weekday syndicated broadcast. And we have the InfoWars Nightly News with our great team of reporters and researchers and investigative journalists, 7 o'clock Central weeknights. You can find details at InfoWarsNews.com. Let me just do this. Let me just give you the headlines that I have here in the stack that we're going to be covering in the first hour, open phones in the second. Merkel, that's the Chancellor of Germany, jets into Kiev, that's the capital, if you're a new listener, or a public school educated person like myself, of Ukraine, as tensions soar over Ukraine. China hosts largest military drill with Russia. As China basically threatens the United States to have its jets back off its coastline. That's in Bloomberg. Continuing, Iran is unveiling new missiles and drones. Libyan Islamists seize Tripoli Airport as parliament duel set to unfold as al-Qaeda prepares to take full control of Libya. Our government removed Gaddafi, who worked with the West for 8 years, turned over all his weapons and apologized, set him up, turned al-Qaeda loose. They are 10 times worse. This is a destabilization program. We're going to continue with analysis of that, but there's the headline. New fear. What happens in Ferguson if there's no charges? Associated Press, as evidence mounts that the police officer was attacked and had his rotary bone around his eye broken, and as eyewitnesses videos emerge with people reporting that just that had happened and that the officer's story is true. Then I asked the question, why in the world is there no dash cam video? A, but they turned it off. B, why aren't the police parading out all these witnesses that shot cell phone video minutes after it happened? Local residents that are black talking about what happened, all confirming what the officer said. Really stirring things up. Obama is stirring things up, saying police that are militarizing with few checks, he's launching an investigation of the militarization of police. That is really rich, my friends. That's from the Hill newspaper. Because it's the federal government that has been giving the training, the grants, the uniforms, the armored vehicles, just all of it. While the globalists, through the federal government, destabilize the country, force people on welfare, basically, by deindustrialization, open the borders up, Rand Corporation 20 years ago wrote about the destabilization plan for the U.S. The answer would be the National Stabilization Force, first published in 1997. I covered it on local radio and on Access Television. I was a weirdo. You know, I read government documents and things that were public. I go down to the UT Law Library and get the hard copies of it. And I would show people the plan to collapse America and bring in an authoritarian state in the name of stopping the collapse. See, because the collapse is coming. Oh, now we need the armored vehicles. We need the militarized police. Been warning people for a long time as I fought it. Because they're going to collapse the system, and then the militarized police will stabilize things. Of course, in the next phase, they'll send in feds to take over talk radio, the internet, free speech, and arrest the political opposition of the next socialist, communist total takeover. This is not my opinion. I've told you everything that's coming up until this point. So we're trying to checkmate them to wake up the police and military so they see the larger plan, and the state legislatures, and people that aren't total criminals in Congress to see the game plan, decompartmentalize it, and reverse the whole program. You can watch films I made in the year 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, where I detail this total takeover plan. And no, I didn't come up with this on my own. I was told this by major police chiefs. I was told this by the head of emergency management in Kingsville, Texas. I was told this basically by the San Antonio police chief. I was told this by a lot of government sources. Because I was willing to go on air and talk about it. Because they were all approached to be paid off by Homeland Security before it even existed publicly, under Clinton. So this program was already set up under Clinton. Jimmy Carter set it up. Reagan let it go for a while, but Clinton really set it up officially. The continuity of government, COG, NORTHCOM program. Then 9/11 comes, and then it's, oh, it's about terrorists, so it's okay. That's the public rollout of it. Then Obama gets back in, the Democrats get back in, the Clintons get their third term through Obama, basically. And oh my gosh, we're going to use Homeland Security on the Tea Party, veterans and gun owners, when it was always set up for that from the beginning. And I told you all of that was coming. On the day of 9/11, when it happened, I said, you watch, in a decade or so, this will be used against the general public. If you're not a criminal, if you're a moral person, they don't like you because you stand in the way of their takeover. And that means taking your pension funds, it means taking your bank accounts, it means bail-ins, as they call them. They've already done this in over 100 other countries the last 60 years or so. And the average person at NORTHCOM is a good man or woman. The average cop's a good person. The average FBI person's not bad. They're compartmentalized, folks, and they're being rolled out on legitimate missions, while in the background, the training accelerates for the criminal, tyrannical missions. But see, after collapse, after the terrorists, after ISIS smuggles a nuke into the U.S. and detonates it, and why it'll be tied to the Tea Party, that's already in the Army War College training, that the Tea Party will merge with Al-Qaeda and attack America. Again, that's like saying that Superman will join forces with Lex Luthor, or that Spider-Man will join forces with the Green Goblin. Doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to have our government fund Al-Qaeda to attack Assad 3 years ago and try to bomb Assad so he couldn't defeat him. It doesn't make sense to give him 15,000 Stinger missiles. That's mainstream news now that they were given those missiles in Benghazi. And we told you they'd start targeting the West. That'd be the next new wave of why they need tanks on the streets and checkpoints is for ISIS or IS or all the new names of Al-Qaeda. And they'll probably let IS in. They'll attack. And then the Homeland Security apparatus will be for your political speech. It'll be to shut you up. It'll be to make sure you go along with your pension fund being taken. Not for IS. That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. How many times do you have to hear me predict everything that will happen before it happens? How many times do you have to be told exactly how the world works before you listen to me and stop it? I'm talking to legislatures. I'm talking to governors right now. I'm talking to all of you that are listening. The military. 2 + 2 = 4. I know under Common Core they teach us 2 + 2 = 5. And I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say the government's lying. It equals 4. Now you can choose reality, the republic, freedom, or the delusion of CNN and MSNBC. We're going to break it all down.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I was looking at a photograph on Infowars.com from Obama a few months ago meeting with world leaders at the G7 with Merkel and others. And it just struck me, something I already knew, but the image told 1,000 words, that whether it's the leader of France, the leader of England, or the leader of Germany, or the leader of the Netherlands, or the leader of the United States, or Canada, or South Africa, when you go look at who finances the campaigns and who owns the media in those countries and who is writing the agendas, it's a handful of megabanks that own the defense contractor companies and, of course, the insurance companies. And that's why they have the same government policies in England that we have in the U.S., that you have in Australia. It is all developed, rolled out, and deployed. And it's done incrementally to make it all sound reasonable. But what you see is a radical transformation of society to a totalitarian system. And that's what William Binney, number four at the NSA, highest level whistleblower ever, said a few months ago to The Guardian and a few weeks ago on this radio show. That the NSA is targeted to control political dissent and to bring in totalitarianism or total control. People say, hey, I want to play fantasy football and get drunk. I don't care. Do you want to know what the total control is? It's like people that say, I don't care if the government spies on me. I have nothing to hide. Really, why do you have blinds on your windows? Why do you lock your door? Because you may not have anything to hide, but your instinct is seal the front of the cave at night. Because the neighboring village might do a night raid on you and kill you and haul your women and children off. Or a big cave bear might come in and eat you and your family. Or wolves might come in. Or in modern days, the government in black uniforms might drag you away, because that's what every government ends up doing when it's allowed to do what it wants. Because the worst of the worst end up getting in, because the public stands down and evil people crave control, basic psychology. And they get control, and their worst dreams that are our nightmares come true. Ted Bundy had dreams. They're nightmares to us. Hitler had dreams. They're nightmares to us. Stalin had dreams. We call them nightmares. Jeffrey Dahmer had dreams. We call them nightmares. See, people say, hey, what do I have to hide? I'm going to post where I live and what I own and when I go on vacation on Facebook. And you get robbed. Oh, I don't care if my personal data's out there. I mean, let these corporations and government share it and let it get stolen. Because, you know, what do I have to hide? That's like leaving your hotel room open if you're visiting the Bahamas. You will be robbed. But that's the spirit of our age. Be a schmuck. Be gullible. It's honored to be mindless and to not know anything and to not care and just to want to be robbed. And people that are informed and know the names of countries and laws. I mean, those are weirdos. I'll get into the news, but I was watching ESPN today when I was on the elliptical at the gym with the sound off, but I was reading the text on the closed captioning. And it was all these college football coaches in their different sports jackets and team jerseys. So deadly serious, putting off the mannerisms of a male war chief who will lead the tribe to happy hunting grounds and success. And debating and arguing what would come up in the new year and how the games should work and how the bowls should work. And oh my gosh, it was so serious. Male soap opera. Why do you think the Romans and others developed games? They said so the public would mindlessly only care about games and remain children, while the adults, the elite, ran the world and made the decisions. They live, we sleep, would be one allegory used by John Carpenter in They Live, or parable. So it isn't that I don't get a football or baseball game. Oh, believe me, I get it. I mean, you're looking at somebody, you know, grew up in Dallas, Texas, you just go to Dallas Cowboy games. Give me a break, folks. I played football. It's that it is deployed sickeningly to control the public and interlaced with anti-gun, pro-Obamacare, just garbage and beer commercials and just all of it. Just admit you're being manipulated. Just admit you're being preyed on. And then from that, you can make the decision on whether you want to be conscious, whether you want to be involved, whether you want to build a better world, or you want to be a thug. Because football and baseball, when you look at the spectrum of propaganda, at least it's human competition, it's athleticism, there's something good there. Compared to gangster rap and Suge Knight getting shot and MTV in the mid-90s, on record, I've talked to former MTV executives, rock stars, multiple top hip-hop people off record, some of them on record. KRS-One, one of the founders of hip-hop, Professor Griff, you name it, and Professor Griff's gone on record. They come to people and they say, you're going to promote cop killer stuff, you're going to promote gangster drug dealing culture, your stuff's not going to get played on MTV or the radio. And when you say, no, I won't do that, you don't get played. Now, why would they do that? You get everybody to dress up like thugs, have a thug culture, have your pants hanging down around your ankles, go out, and the cops see you, and they know you're listening to cop killer music. What does that do? It primes you immediately to wear an enemy uniform and to be inducted directly into the private prisons that write the state laws that if you want to get our funding, you got to build more prisons. And talk about mind control, they have turned the whole world into thug culture. Because, see, American culture, Steve McQueen, John Wayne, that was the bait for the world. The world adopted American culture by the 50s. The globalists were masters. Edward Bernays wrote about this. The bait, the tasty worm, was John Wayne didn't know, God love him. And Steve McQueen didn't know, and all them, and the rest of them. But then once the public was hooked on it, the whole world, hey, guess what? We're going to give you Satan worship music, and we're going to give you kill cops, run around and sling drugs, and have big grills on your teeth so you stand out like an idiot so you can get killed or on drugs or put in a giant FEMA camp, and you elect to dress up in the uniform of someone that trained attack dog police with military training are coming after you to put you in a dungeon. And you let your kid dress up in stupid hip-hop gangster punk outfit, people that bend over, you know, in prison, meaning you're the male that plays the part of a female, and the youth wear that saying, I'm ready, I'm inducted as a punk to be gang-raped and given HIV in prison. The globalists, total genius masters. You pay money to go be part of it, you're inducted straight in to be given HIV. And the cops don't even know it. All they know is these people want to kill us. My God, they're running around robbing, stealing, burning things down. Get ready. They're killing cops. All right, just see how they play the whole thing off. Whole thing like genius. Just like they advertise for Al-Qaeda being the coolest thing in the world in the media in the Middle East. And all the young Muslims go join it. They're working for the globalists. The CIA going out. I'm going to explain it all when we come back. Stay with us.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I jumped the gun, as I often do. I'm going to spend a little bit of time next hour talking about Suge Knight shot at Sunset Strip Club during Chris Brown party. Two others hit. And, of course, he was there when many of the people he brought into gangster hip-hop were also shot and killed. Biggie, Tupac. I mean, I barely even follow this stuff, but I'm aware of what's going on. I just have been contacted over the years by some of the most famous founders of hip-hop out there. The folks with Public Enemy. We've interviewed quite a few of them. Professor Griff and others. Of course, the KRS-One and others. But then I separately, with high-level, multiple high-level household name rock stars who were in MTV, in the mid-90s and early 90s from their perspective, they were being told, sorry, we don't care if you're number one or number two. We're going to promote death rap, basically. That's the orders coming down from the government. So just like the CIA and the globalists found Al-Qaeda to further radicalize Muslims and then build systems to destroy them while taking Americans' liberties, the system literally, what was declassified last year that I'd been told by experts for decades? That the CIA promoted the downfall of culture and morals and the exportation of meaningless, ugly art so that people couldn't differentiate what was beautiful classically from what was ugly. That's why you have government funding, $300,000 for a photo of a crucifix in a brandy glass of urine. The famous Piss Christ. I don't say that to be vulgar, I'm just documenting it here. Sure, if you want to go do that, that's your First Amendment. I don't have to pay for it. Yeah, there's the London Independence headline. Modern art was CIA weapon. Boom. And even if you like some of the art, Pollock and others, the point was they would even put some good stuff out. Pollock, of course, was one of them. That's been declassified. So that they could set the precedent of what art was. Because you control style and art, you control everything. Not many people can hand paint a Rembrandt and capture the light and everything. A lot of people can do a Jackson Pollock. And boy, haven't they been successful. Because once they get you to accept a Jackson Pollock, that, you know, five monkeys on PCP could paint easily. Once you get them to accept that, well, then you can get them to accept Marilyn Manson vomiting on stage, talking about killing children. And, of course, it's just to be shocking from his level, but why did Sumner Redstone, on record, I saw a PBS documentary about this, for 5 years promote him when it was losing ratings and other nasty stuff till it caught on, because it's an agenda, it's an order, it's a program, it's a plan. So gangster rap, I mean, listen, in 1945, you can look the numbers up, there was less illegitimacy in the black community than there was in the white. Less babies out of wedlock. You fast forward to 2014, right at 90% of blacks are born illegitimately. You say, and the spin is, why are you against single mothers? No. Just scientific fact. 3 to 4 times more likely to be in prison or on drugs or to die or commit suicide, yada, yada, yada. We all know it. The point is nobody's bashing single mothers. The point is they're engineering the society to break it because it's not a broken system. It's Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven, writ large. Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven are just program names for a few agendas within the whole agenda to balkanize, dumb down, turn us into thugs, turn us into mindless idiots so that we won't stand up for anything. Blank slates of just worldly dumb people who will accept whatever's trending. Whether it be University of Texas football or whether it be self-mutilation or whether it be Islamophobia, pick whatever version of it you want, or La Raza, Hispanic, Ku Klux Klan, La Reconquista, or New Black Panther Party, Justice Department funded. It's all dividing us. Well, they've got new shows about fishermen, Northerners against Southerners, and they've got shows about black against white and man against woman, and that's how you get ahead in the world, is getting to be part of a group and screwing over the other ones. While the globalists sit back, knowing that if we ever come together around the principles of liberty, if we ever click to that and come together around justice and freedom and honor, that that's the real value, that's the real possession, prosperity follows, and then we have a new golden age of freedom, and then all these kleptocrats that have robbed us blind and stolen hundreds of trillions of dollars and that are building giant FEMA camps now on record and army manuals about mowing down crowds of people during collapse, none of that would have to happen. But I've watched the globalists in third world country and in old world countries and in Western countries now bring them down destroy them to rebuild them in their image of tyranny. And so I can cover all this news, and I'm going to today. But until we pull back and look at the agenda of the ruling class that is not capitalist, that is not free market, they do everything they do under that guise while they fund the socialists, the fascists, the totalitarians, the communists, as Carol Quigley wrote in the mid-1960s in Tragedy and Hope, 1,100 pages long. We sell the book back in print at InfoWarsStore.com if you dare read it. The head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor when he joined the Central Intelligence Agency and was sent to London, England with Hillary, his fake arranged marriage, classic spy, it's all declassified, who Bill Clinton thanked in his inauguration. Carol Quigley explained it all, and he thought the public was so dumb. He argued for its public publishing, and at first it wasn't. He argues in the book that the public should be told about the world government plan, the eugenics plan, and he said the public is so dumb they're not going to want to know. Those that do want to know will want to join us. You might want to read it. It's 1,100 pages long. You want to know what runs the world, how everything operates? Read Zbigniew Brzezinski's 5 books. Read Alvin and Heidi Toffler's books, which puts a pop spin on it, but you'll find out. I mean, listen, what you're hearing from me is not my opinion. That's what I keep trying to get across to all of you out there. They are putting poison in the water. They are putting nanotech garbage and cancer viruses and microplasms in the vaccines. They are brain damaging the public. I mean, you're in a... You know about all the secret testing on the troops and minorities and poor people? You know about Hitler? You know about the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute? Everybody knows the Rockefellers funded Hitler. That's even pop culture. Well, who do you think runs this country? By the way, there was a big earthquake. I haven't even gotten to that, obviously, a 6.0 that hit up in Northern California but also shook San Francisco. We're going to talk about that some. But did you know that the Baroness Philippine de Rothschild, one of the heads of the Rothschild family, reportedly tied into trillions of dollars? A very interesting lady. She died yesterday right up there in Sonoma County where the earthquake centered. Thought that was an interesting coincidence. You might want to go look her up. Just type her in. She always wore necklaces. She wore a Baphomet and a devil around her neck at all times. We have that up on screen. Just side issue. And yeah, they did release in a fashion magazine last year some Rothschild photos, like Eyes Wide Shut stuff, but never mind all that. You know, Stanley Kubrick, he was just a director. Even though we've talked to his daughter that won't talk to anybody else, and she told me quite a bit of stuff. I don't know why I'm always told this stuff, I'm not allowed to talk about it. But anyways, the point is these are very nice people. And there you go. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. You can make of all that what you will. Now, we're going to go to break and get back to the serious news when we come back. Here's the headline of the Washington Post. Was Putin right about Syria? Why, Al-Qaeda's taken over everywhere in Syria and everywhere else, and we've got to bomb them. Wow, was Putin right? As the West tries to start a war with Russia, that's all coming up, and we'll go into Obama Gulf while CIA runs ISIS plan to strike the U.S.,
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Radio, radio, radio,
radio. By the way, this evening we are dispatching reporters to California to cover the state of emergency that's been declared there. I'll be covering that live with our reporters on the ground tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Paul Watson, and others reporting here on the transmission. Northern California rocked by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. Widespread power outages have been reported. AP says strong California quake causes injuries and damage. It's been 25 years, says the federal government, since California or Northern California was hit by an earthquake of this magnitude. The largest earthquake to hit the San Francisco Bay Area in 25 years sent scores of people to hospitals, ignited fires, damaged multiple historic buildings, and knocked out power to tens of thousands in California's wine country today. Injuries, fires after 6.0 quake rocks Napa. State of emergency declared, according to NBC Local. Pray for those out there in California. 6.1, now they've upgraded it from 6.0, kind of like what happened in Japan with Fukushima, kept getting upgraded. Magnitude quake centered in Napa felt throughout Northern California. So that is some of the news on that front. And we see hurricanes and earthquakes and things like that. Hey, no one can ever keep you perfectly safe. And when government acts like it's their job and that they're there to, quote, keep you safe, even though they take your freedom, that's a lie. Government is there to protect your freedom, not your life. And government has no responsibility historically and cannot protect you. That's why we have a Second Amendment. They've gotten rid of the right to keep and bear arms in almost every country in the world, except for Switzerland and the United States. Very limited rights in places like Australia. We need to reverse that. Just throwing that in. That I mean, I hear talk radio and see Fox News and CNN and, oh my gosh, ISIS is so scary. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared they're going to get us. When I was watching a Vice report online of the Al-Qaeda leaders, that's what it is. They're Al-Qaeda. They have Al-Qaeda flags. They say they're Al-Qaeda. They're like, I will kill all the Americans. No one can stop me. I am invincible. We took over Rome and sacked Rome in 410. And the Visigoths, led by Alaric in 410, sacked Rome. Islam didn't exist in 410. I mean, these people are just literally whacked out nutballs. But who else do you think responds to this propaganda to go join a radical force who's protected and given weapons by NATO, and then later NATO will go and kill them, letting the main force escape always? So again, it's not like they're like, hey, we're friends playing cards together. No, our troops will die fighting them, and they will die fighting them, and they're running around chopping heads off and the rest of it. I mean, it's just amazing. Saudi Arabia publicly is funding them while being on the news today saying they're having a summit on how to end the crisis. Again, if you don't know what a Shiite and a Sunni is, you better learn. Or don't watch mainstream news and let them lie to you. God bless him, George W. Bush. A year before he left office, was in a press conference with Mohammad Karzai at the Rose Garden, and he said, Iran runs al-Qaeda, and we've been fighting them in Afghanistan. Isn't that right, Mohammad Karzai? And Karzai said, Your Excellency, I apologize. We played the clip here, but Iran is Shiite, al-Qaeda is Sunni-based, and Iran is actually helping us fight the Sunni. And Bush said, no, it is you that is incorrect. You can find that clip. I mean, Bush knew what was going on. It's part of manipulating the American people. And I'm not saying Iran's good either. Some people now send me emails or I see them on the street. They go, yeah, Alex, I know the plan is to get the Arabs all kill each other. So what? Oh, it's just Arabs? They're Muslims all over the world. The biggest Muslim countries are in Asia. Indonesia, places like that. And a lot of them are not that radical, folks, and we don't want to have a clash of civilizations. While the government imports as many as they can, but then is politically correct and says don't criticize even radical Islam, you get arrested for that in England. See, because they're just getting us all squared off like two chickens in a cockfight, two roosters, to kill each other. I don't want to play the game. I understand the game. I understand the scam. It's very elementary. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others for hundreds of years would finance both sides of a war. They would sell weapons to both sides. That's what the New World Order does. And all you good old boys that go, well, good, let them have the Arabs kill each other. You know, they won't come over here and get us. They're overthrowing countries that are working with the West, like Egypt, to give the jihadis a base to menace us so our freedoms can be taken. And by the way, remember, over 90% of Homeland Security funding and training, this has been in the news. Janet Napolitano and Jay Johnson, or whatever his name is, the new head of it, They have all come out and said the vast majority of preparation is for who? Veterans, returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians. Basically anybody that works hard and knows what America is all about and cares about basic freedom and the Second Amendment and private property and family. If you're a good person, the people taking over hate your guts because you're not going to like the new tyranny. They know you're the enemy they're going to be fighting because they're going to make it so bad. The Pentagon says this. They will fight the Tea Party. They will have a war. Not our average troops, but the people running our Pentagon. Pull it up. Do nothing but prepare to crush state legislatures, to arrest governors. Read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2007, expanded by Obama in 2010. It talks about taking over legislatures when states are in insurrection, not just people. See, they've pushed and pushed and pushed. They're going to push until we can't be pushed any further. And they plan to have us so disarmed, so balkanized, so dumbed down, so fighting with each other, with the borders wide open, with a dollar worthless, where the nuke goes off in a major city blamed on ISIS. Might be next week, might be 3 years from now. We know their game plan, so they can go on the news, pose as saviors. We're going to fix it. We're going to take care of the race war. We're going to take care of the ISIS attack. We're going to arrest the black leaders. We're going to arrest the Tea Party leaders. We're going to go after the Mecha leaders and the Tea Party leaders. We're going to stabilize America. It's the National Stabilization Force. Just like the West has to invade Syria and Iraq right now because ISIS, IS, Al-Qaeda in Iraq was its former name. It's running around murdering tens of thousands a month. It's killed 300 plus thousand in Syria. And look at them sawing people's heads off. Why, we've just got to do something right now. Why, there's crack cocaine and heroin all over our streets being flown in on C-130s and landed at U.S. military bases. Came out in 1972 in Congress in the church hearings. In 1974 and 5, came out in 1997 in the CIA Inspector General report. I watched it on C-SPAN. Now, almost all the cocaine was shipped in by our government. And then jeepers creepers, you got a bunch of coked up nutballs running around. Your daughter's going to be a whore to pay for the cocaine or the smack. And why, we got checkpoints everywhere to stop them drugs and stop that Al-Qaeda and stop them illegals and stop everything else they brought in and they created. Little secret of criminology, it's actually well known. Do you know who the first people they look at in a big fire, a big arson, especially of a government building? You know who they look at first? They look at who called it in first. Because criminals like to then get the thrill of sitting there talking to the police or the firemen. And then secondarily, they look at the firemen. I use a politically incorrect term. Just not to bash women, but just to show that I still have free speech. Firemen! Firemen! Are the number two suspect in any arson. You know who the number one suspect was for blowing up the Capitol building to declare martial law in Germany? Oh, it was the Nazi Party, and they did it. That's declassified. Oh, how'd they start World War II with Poland? They blew up their own military bases, Operation Himmler. It's mainstream news. Might want to look it up. See, I'm telling you how the world works here. Game over if you just listen. Game over if you discover it. Game over for the globalists. But if you don't figure it out, they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your freedom. They're going to take your health. They're going to socially engineer you 7 ways to Sunday. I haven't even gotten into it yet, though. Here's the headlines. Now they're spinning it. Oh, we've got to intervene with Syria to take out Al-Qaeda. Was Putin right about Syria, saying Al-Qaeda's evil? U.S. strikes in Syria against Islamic State would be hindered by intelligence gaps. Oh, we need more troops there. That would fix it. Then, of course, they'll attack Assad and claim he was involved with them. U.S. set to launch airstrikes on senior ISIS leaders in Syria. Why? Why? The very same group they opened the door for and armed. Full spectrum dominance. Create the crisis worldwide. Burn down the planet. And then offer your planetary regime, your antichrist, as the answer. And the state-run churches will all hail him and fall to their knees.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even if you don't believe in the Antichrist, world government, God, the devil, it is a union archetype that is real, whether it's not real or not. You understand that? If groups of humans and organizations take on things that could only be described as purely satanic, purely destructive, they exist. They are manifest. So the debate all ends. And the globalists believe they're setting up a 10-kingdom. That's what the UN and UNESCO calls it. Club of Rome. Planetary world government with a world religion, the whole nine yards. It's really a counterfeit New Age. See, every major symbol, the New Age, the all-seeing eye, everything has been the swastika. It's all been expropriated. All these archetypal important symbols that just belong to the universe, that belong to God's creation, that are there and true and resonate with us, have been taken by the enemy and made their symbols. I don't want to get too esoteric or sophisticated here. Not that folks out there aren't smarter than I in many cases. It's just that we're entering a great time of crisis. The world is blowing up, as Defense Secretary Hagel said 2 weeks ago. Now, a month ago, Obama's press secretary came out and proclaimed the age of tranquility thanks to Barack H. Obama. I mean, I'm not kidding. Pull that up. I just can't make this stuff up. The world is beginning to be set on fire. I'm saying it was an arsonist. I'm telling you where it's coming from. Now, you can go check out what I'm claiming and find out it's true, or you can just sit there and say, oh, conspiracy theorist, as the cop-out to ignore reality. And it doesn't mean that I don't see through a rose color darkly, to quote the Bible. All of us are distorted. It's part of our beauty. What's that Japanese term for things that are so incredibly beautiful but have some flaw that makes them even more beautiful? Older I get, the more I realize what great wisdom that is. So we'll give the phone number out when we come back, and I've got some other news I want to hit about Islamic State, about Obama golfing while CIA runs ISIS plans, U.S. strike, the latest on Ferguson, the latest on the economy, the latest on politics. We've got some clips here. Democratic politician says grant illegals amnesty. In fact, let's just cue that up now. Or they'll become terrorists. Yeah. And don't cut the NSA's funding or terrorists will blow you up. Or let us have your guns or terrorists will blow you up. Or let us have your guns and accept Obamacare, we'll call you racist. We'll engage in terrorism. We'll terrorize you. That's the definition of terrorism. Just the whole world's collapsing. We're totally bankrupt. Oh, let's just have 30 million more illegals here. And then I was reading where it's bankrupting schools across the country where they're going basically Spanish only, Spanish immersion. I'm not against Spanish, but it's not the global language. And if you don't teach these kids English, they will be a permanent political bloc under the control of the Ford Foundation, El Jefe, Spanish speakers, which is the whole point. English is a Mongol language. I don't mean actual Mongols like the Huns. It is not a real language in the classic original thing like Latin or Chinese or the Germanic languages. It is a mix of Latin and Germanic languages going back 1,000 years ago, and now every other language, it attaches, it grows. It is the global language. It is officially the world language. If humans don't get replaced with machines, then we launch space bases in the future. If we're still using words and things are still written, baby, it's going to be in English. You disadvantage these children. No, now the English language itself is racist, you understand? No, the politicians don't want you being able to communicate with people. I'm all for learning Spanish, by the way. I'm all for learning. Like, that's the language. If you live in the United States, you should learn. The first one you should learn. You're at a disadvantage not knowing Spanish. And you're at a disadvantage not knowing English, no matter where you are in the world. Number one thing you can do for your child, if you want them to get ahead in the world, it's not just me, all the top educators, get them to learn to speak English and get them to learn how to dress nice, shake hands, have a sparkle in their eye, and be honorable. Because in business, people are looking for folks that don't stab them in the back. We'll be back.
When you grab a mess with your friends,
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play this.
songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to get your take on the earthquake. I want to get your take on ISIS. I want to get your take on everything we've been breaking down so far. Coming up in the final segment tonight, I'll break down the literal mind control that is gangster, hip-hop, cop killer, thug rap. With Suge Knight being shot, the wages of sin are death. Those that live by the sword die by the sword. That is coming up in the final segment today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. We're live on this Sunday broadcast, 24th day of August. Again, that number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Different number than the weekday show that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's all run by the network, and they pipe the calls through here. Because that goes back to 1997 when I would broadcast from home in my own little studio, and they would feed me the calls like every day was a remote. We still do it that way. But on the Sunday, it's all produced right here in-house. Okay, where to start in this segment? So I want to get to news I haven't covered yet, then take your calls coming up in the next few segments after that. I already mentioned this, but let me just go over the headlines themselves, unless you doubt me. Last year, John Kerry, and we should tomorrow on the show dig up those clips, we could even probably do it today, of Kerry saying, we must attack Syria right now or Assad will nerve gas America. Remember that? It was like blaming Saddam for 9/11. You can say what you want about Saddam Hussein. It had nothing to do with it. It was Saudi Arabia that was where the people came from on record. It's Saudi Arabia behind ISIS and IS and Al-Qaeda right now, our big, precious, darling, sweetie cake ally, who literally grease half of Congress and most of the state governors as well and legislatures. And so they're running around all over Syria murdering people. They're the main force that started the Civil War almost 4 years ago. Our government gives them all these weapons. It becomes a big scandal because our own military and our own CIA, military is usually pretty moral because they're compartmentalized. The CIA and others, there was even balking there and in the Joint Chiefs in openly joining with Al-Qaeda, openly turning Syria over. And the issue was the military knew they couldn't get away with it. We covered all that at the time last year. Rand Paul and others came out and talked about we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's air force. So IS then went into Iraq and has taken about a third of the country. They've got a deal to split the country in three parts with Saudi Arabia, the Kurds, and, of course, Iran. But ISIS is going for broke. They're now double-crossing that deal. Saudi Arabia is double-crossing that deal. They're very mad that a deal's been made behind the scenes with Iran to de-escalate things. And Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, don't believe me. I'm not even a big critic of Israel. I'm not against Israel. I get criticized for not being anti-Israel. But it was in the Jerusalem Post. Netanyahu said ISIS might be good. A good thing for the Middle East. Yeah, destabilize. Have all the Arabs kill each other. Notice ISIS doesn't say they're going to attack Israel. Of course, they will someday. This is so sick. This is so evil. Just like our country's working with Al-Qaeda. It's not the American people that are doing it. It's not the Israeli people that are doing it. It's the sick leadership we have. And the decision that was made above our government and above Israel's government, up there in the military-industrial complex and the big banking combine, that this destabilization is what they want to bring in their world government. Well, if you go back to last year, and they've got the quotes here in the Washington Post, everybody remembers it. Putin said, you are turning Syria over to people that will chop off every, in fact, the headline was, Putin says, don't turn Syria over to people that are animals. Don't turn Syria over to Satanists to eat hearts. Type in Vladimir Putin. Don't turn Syria over to people that are cannibals. That was the actual headline. But then he said all that in his speech. Putin, don't hand Syria over to monsters that are cannibals, was the exact quote. And that'll give us the exact date. But here it is in the Washington Post. They don't give him that much credit. Just my memory does. Was Putin right about Syria? And they go on to ask the question, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No, see, the establishment's scared now because they don't control the media anymore. They thought they did. They just ignore the real media. DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, WorldNet Daily, stuff like that. They ignore that. And so the whole world learned that our government's funding al-Qaeda. The whole world learned about what was really going on and what was really happening. And so now the world knows our government's funding al-Qaeda in Libya, in Jordan, in Egypt, and it's causing major, major, major problems for the establishment. So they're bombing a few artillery pieces and a few Toyota trucks with nobody in them. They're acting like they're fighting them. They're acting like they want to send troops there to go after them, and they'll go after some little faction group of it or whatever. But now ISIS is so out of control, they're not following orders, so maybe ISIS has to be dealt with. See, that's what's so wrong with this Machiavellian view. When everybody starts stabbing everybody in the back, when everybody starts cheating each other, then there's no stability even for corrupt elites. There's a reason smart elites that are even evil like to not double deal and like stability. It's because they want to survive. They want to be smart. They want to cut the cream off the top of a successful society. They don't want to be a third world imploded pit. But the globalists politically so want to dominate moral Western culture, and they want to extinguish it because chivalry and free market is such a threat to their monopoly fascist system that they want to extinct it forever and believe they'll then bring some golden age utopia in later. That's what the Rand Corporation, all of them say. That's not going to happen. You turn loose these forces that you are messing with, these titans, you will destroy the planet. You can't use some Rothschild model from the Napoleonic Wars financing all three sides and then both sides when it went from three to two. You will not get rich and powerful out of this. You will not control everything. To the Rothschilds, you've got some weird score to settle with the West because you don't feel like you were accepted 300 years ago and all this other craziness. You're going to blow the planet up, you lunatics. And I know you're probably not going to listen to me as globalist, the Queen of England, the Dutch royalty, all of you, a bunch of inbred nuts. But your minions and the military and the Joint Chiefs and other and Interpol, Interpol's head came out and said, arm the general public in Europe to stop radical Muslim attacks a few months ago. I'm seeing signs everywhere throughout the power structure that people don't want to ruin and wreck society and drive it off a cliff. Most people serving the system aren't even evil. They were compartmentalized and lazy and just want to get along. But now they realize the New World Order is not going to let them get along. The New World Order is going to bring in tyranny. So here's some of the headlines. And during the break, I'm going to pull up that headline because I really want it. Putin says that the al-Qaeda rebels are cannibals. So I want to give you the date when he said all that. But here is the Washington Post going over all of that, saying, was Putin right? And the U.S. set to launch airstrikes. See, they couldn't get airstrikes before with Congress to back al-Qaeda. So now they need airstrikes in Syria to stop al-Qaeda. And, of course, they'll probably bomb Assad forces. Last week, they were saying, Assad may be behind it. We need to bomb him and then let the good rebels take over, and then that will stop al-Qaeda. There it is. Why arm cannibal rebels in Syria? Putin asked. Sydney Morning Herald, June 17th, 2013, almost a year ago. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm going to take your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other important news on Ferguson, Libya, and more.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's do this. I'm not going to jump into what's coming up because I'll never get to your calls, but I was thinking about Al-Qaeda being turned loose. Remember, we overthrew Libya. It was pro-West now, working with the world. Now Al-Qaeda, Bloomberg reports, has taken over the airport and the main government, set to take over the parliament. It'll be full Al-Qaeda. Everyone who's not a radical will have their head chopped off. And every major analyst admits, such a mistake to go into Libya. Oh, it was a horrible thing. The plan was to destabilize. The plan was to make it a failed state, as they're now saying it's becoming. And you know, we're not just here to bash the police on this show, because if we do that, it plays into the globalist mindset, and then it's an us against them situation, and then they just basically join the globalist. But I've seen cases, we're going to show this coming up, where you yell at a police dog, you get multiple years in jail. Well, Wyoming cop charged with animal cruelty is a $750 fine after death of canine dog left for 5 hours in the hot squad car. Nix, the dog died. But it's always just a PR thing where some bad guy will kick a police dog so they give him 10 years in prison. It's just meant to say cops are God, dogs are people, citizens are trash. Of course, cops aren't important to the system unless they're fronting for it. Look at this man charged with assault for yelling at police dog. Reason.com. So yell at him, you go to jail. 10 years in prison for a canine cop. But unless you're a cop, then it's $750. Again, that's the essence of the animal farm tyranny, is when people in government aren't held the same standards. Different rules for different folks. Everybody knows the dice is loaded. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I tell you what, you're absolutely right about all this, Ferguson. This control of everything is going on out here, the mindset. When are people going to start manning up out of here and get real and start getting information? This we had back in March of 2014, this best man here in Louisville. You know what happened? You know, these people out here, these teenagers act up, oh, they're going to raid the streets. They're tearing up the convenience stores. We had that in March 2000. Guess what? Mayor Fisher in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm going to say your name, buddy. You got federal ID cams with your digital information about you that everybody's terrorist. I am sick and tired of this country going to down the drain. I'm sick of it, Alex, and these people are getting to be zombies out here. I'm so angry. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. It is bad. The borders are wide open while the NSA watches everything we do illegally. The TSA, it came out in public documents last week confirming that they let illegals fly without IDs. You can come in or leave the country. Oh, you're an illegal? You're Hispanic? You're above the law. Oh, we're going to make the schools go Spanish only now. Oh, red carpet, everything's free. Again, to drive down the wages. And then to make it if you're against open borders while you're against Hispanics. Well, I can't go to Mexico and get everything free. And I know a lot of the illegals are working very hard as well. The point is, our wages are going down, the country's collapsing, Latin America's collapsing. We can't take all these people. And then all these different racial groups are just played off against each other. Let's go back to the phone calls here. Rob is calling from FEMA Region 10. I guess that's the West Coast somewhere. Are you in Oregon or Washington or Idaho? What former state under FEMA are you calling us from?
Former state of Oregon, Alex. Always a pleasure to talk to you. It's to the point to the last caller. The zombies out there, and it's fantasy football time, and all the men, like you said, are sitting around tables. And here's a good analogy for them. Last year, when the Broncos dang near ran the table, almost won the whole deal, fell apart in the Super Bowl, and everyone's crushed. 2 weeks, they're devastated. What if you found out that Peyton Manning actually played on the other team? And that's the analogy to what's going on here in the U.S.
Yes. The sports and all of it is deployed to where you've got the owners and you've got the You've got the generals that are the coaches, and you've got the it's all tribal garbage designed to manipulate people, and it's worked great. The average man is not a man. All they care about is the fantasy world of sports, while the globalists literally take the world away from them. That's how the men of the West had their huevos chopped off. And I'm telling you, the average American, if you told them, you can't watch football unless you go in and have surgery and have your testicles cut off. And I'm not joking. They would go and have them chopped off because they don't care about their wives, their kids, nothing. They care about the fantasy of watching men on TV in simulated combat. But they don't count. The globalists did all that to make them spectators and not exist and be nobodies. Just ignore them, let them giggle at us and wear their sports jerseys. We need to move on to find real men that care. There's a lot more of us than there are on the globalist side. And again, I'm not putting you down if you have a sports cap or a jersey. If it's your God, if you worship it, if it's all you care about, if you're not involved in other issues, it's just pathetic. It's like people that are into hip-hop gangster rap. Literally deployed by the psych warfare generals. You are chumps. You are fools. You are idiots. Anything else, Rob?
Yeah, it's just the analogy can be used to maybe wake up that side of it. And that's the one thing that might get them emotionally involved in this. Like, imagine how you felt there. This is real life.
There is hope. There is hope because Helen Keller couldn't speak or hear. And she could be taught to, write very interesting books. But they've got to want to come out of the trance. They've got to want to come out of it. And a lot of them never will. No matter when things collapse, they won't care. They'll serve the other side. It's what they do. Sherry in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Listen, it's been said that totalitarianism expresses itself anonymously through the corporate state, but I can think of a couple other incidences where it expresses itself, and one of them is the police, this militia-like method of operation where they have to take away the documentation or not allow it. I know there was a little gal on 24 Action News that said she had a little ponytail, pom-pom ponytail, and she said, I had a picture. I was videotaping Michael Brown and his friend walking across the street when the police car drove up and they took away my camera. They took away my cell phone, rather. And I felt just a sinking feeling inside. That's the damage control. And then
Sure. And again, the local cops don't know it, but it was allowed to go as bad as possible to beta test martial law, even though all this footage showed the cop told the truth. The evidence is leaning that direction big time. They didn't release any of it because the feds told them not to. And the feds gave them the tanks and the armored vehicles and the training. And then Obama comes and says, I'm going to investigate militarization of police. That's like Al Capone saying, I'm going to investigate the Chicago Mafia, or Hitler saying he's going to investigate the Nazi Party. So, they attacked our reporters. They attacked other reporters. It was a horrible display. And it was all contrived by the globalists.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's race through your calls right now. Andrew in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, about Snowden and the NSA. First of all, with all due respect to Dr. Steve Pachenik, Snowden is not a double agent. Voice analyst Sherry Edwards, who can analyze voices just like you can analyze body language, has made it clear that Snowden and his voice is honest and cares about humanity. And in regards to his holy...
But sure, even responding to that only puts it back out there. Look, regardless, all this NSA stuff's pretty much already come out before through a whole bunch of other whistleblowers. So the point is they are illegally spying on us. That's the issue, not who Snowden really is.
Right. And in regards to that revelation he said is coming, is it possible as a contractor, you wonder, does he have info about how the NSA, as Alfred Weber of Exopolitics TV talked about, has the ability to track and monitor you through your bodily light emissions that you can't normally see.
Sure, that was patented 20 years ago, and it's hooked into the satellites now. Off of your heat residence, off the top of your head and shoulders, they have a biometric print tracking you in real time, face scanning cameras. Most of the spying is done by the 860-something thousand private contractors that use the data in economic espionage, destroying the free market. But the larger revelation is going to be blackmail of Congress. That's already come out with MI6 blackmailing Parliament. It's blackmail, and that a large members of Congress are pedophiles, and that's come out in England as well, and that they're using the pedophile data to control them.
Yeah, that's right. And is it possible that Contractor Snowden, as some whistleblowers have said, but he can't really be proven, that the NSA has cooperated with NASA to use spacecraft and bases on the moon, among other things?
Well, I know this. They're about 30 years advanced, what they say. I've known quite a few NASA engineers and astronauts we've interviewed, Buzz Aldrin and others, and I've had private conversations with Buzz Aldrin a couple times. But I knew Raymond Teague, who died last year, God rest his soul, earlier this year, a good friend of mine. He's famously in the film Mission Control, frontline, controlling the cameras on the moon. He controlled the cameras on Skylab and the space shuttle after that. And he said, no, they were on the moon. But he couldn't talk about the other classified stuff. He just said there's a lot of stuff the public wasn't allowed to see. And that's why you saw fake photos and stuff. Just like you Photoshop something for your business to make it look better, they couldn't get the photos back because of radiation. Digital cameras hadn't been invented yet, so they dolled up some photos. That's where all the conspiracies come from. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Julio in Wyoming. Julio, you're on the air.
Aloha, Alex. It's a total life change from Chicago to Wyoming. It's so beautiful seeing people with open carry and actually caring about their freedoms out here. It's beautiful.
That's right. For all the negative things that are happening, there's an opposite and equal reaction under Newtonian physics. There is a giant awakening happening, but it's a race for the finish line. We're in the fight. We have to decide, though, is the empire on the march or are we on the march?
100%. And watching CBS Chicago drudge link to this about ISIS attacking Chicago, mark my words, Alex, it's going to be similar to 9/11. I'm reading documents from Homeland Security and the FBI talking about domestic extremists going to attack government buildings, or domestic extremists in San Antonio are going to attack emergency officials. I'm going to tell you this, Alex, I have a feeling when an attack happens, not if, but when, it's going to be ISIS with domestic extremists going after the evil U.S. government.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. They said 2 years ago, Army War College stuff came out claiming, this was in mainstream news, that Tea Party, I made a big deal about it at the time because it was so ridiculous. I probably talked about it 100 times. That's where I came up with the saying, it's like Superman joining the Legion of Doom. The Tea Party is the most Islamophobic group out there, God bless them. I'm not Islamophobic, but I am radical Islamophobic. I am globalist phobic. I am tyranny phobic. I am chop women and children's heads off phobic. I am anybody in black uniforms torturing people phobic, whether it be the CIA or the ISIS scum. And yes, they conflate and they mix together. ISIS is going to hit Chicago and going to hit police and firemen and firefighters any minute, and domestic extremists. So they wedge that in, getting it ready. And absolutely, it doesn't care if it's not true. They're claiming Assad's with al-Qaeda when he's been fighting al-Qaeda and ISIS. And they'll probably say, I'm with them. We could play the clip of MSNBC saying that I influenced the Boston bombers and that I was deeply racist. That story had nothing to do with race. With no proof, my lawyer said, yes, you can win a lawsuit, but it'll take years. Is that what you want to spend your time on? They said I'm behind it. Just absolutely Fruit Loop, off the wall, crazy town. It's like saying Little Red Riding Hood's the wolf. It is just 180-degree certified fraud. But yeah, they might say Ron Paul's behind it. The sky's the limit. They say Iran's behind al-Qaeda. When Iran backs Hezbollah and other countries back Hamas, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Houston, Texas. You're on the air.
Three things, Alex, you might want to write them down. The first question I have for you, Mr. Jones, is prove our government funds Al-Qaeda. And then number two, can you tell us about Michael Aquino, the former head of the NSA, National Security Agency? And then three, I'd like to fly over there to California and meet David and crew, and where and how could I do that?
Well, I can't get on air and tell you where our crew is going to be exactly because I don't even know. We're going to be, David Knight's going to be on air tomorrow here with us, and then we're going to send some reporters out there. I was saying who'd be on air tomorrow with the daily weekday show. I appreciate your call. You're saying prove. I mean, I could take the rest of the show and have them. Oh, you have proof. Because, I mean, it's on record that they set up Al-Qaeda in 79 as Zbigniew Brzezinski. It's on record Saudi Arabia protects them. It's on record Al-Qaeda in Iraq changed their name to ISIS or IS. I thought you were saying you want me to prove it. You go ahead and prove it. Yeah, I thought he said he wants me to prove it, or did he want to prove it? Because it says that on screen he wanted to prove it. Let's go ahead and move along now since he hung up. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. I mean, that's just like saying prove the Atlantic Ocean exists. Our government funded the rebels. The main rebel group was Al-Qaeda, is Al-Qaeda. They changed their name. And they even endorsed Al-Qaeda in the Council on Foreign Relations, saying why we need Al-Qaeda last year in a headline. And they funded the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow other areas like Egypt. And they used Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia into Benghazi in the east of Libya to overthrow that country. I mean, that's who they're using. So there's your proof. Let's go ahead and, I mean, even Rand Paul said we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Senator Cruz, this is a well-known thing. It's like proving that Dale Earnhardt is a champion NASCAR driver. I don't need to prove it. I've proven it 18,000 times here on air. I've made films about it, if that's what you were saying. Maybe I missed what you were saying. Bob in Texas, go ahead.
You've done a wonderful job of waking people up, Alex, and hope they wake up from this show. I have a perfect question for you today, given the earthquake in California. And also preparations being made by FEMA in the New Madrid fault area and the documented increase in seismic activity all over the earth. Do you think there's a possible connection between a natural catastrophe and a reason for them to create the terrorism as a cover to get control of the population before a natural catastrophe?
Well, they could use a naturally occurring natural disaster as the cover to get more control, a power grab, mission creep. Secretary of Defense William Cohen in 2008, April issue of Army Times gave a press conference, but they covered it, saying that we do have earthquake weapons, and that's now been in mainstream news. I don't know how advanced they are. I don't know that's true, but they say they have them. Or are you saying they know a big natural disaster is coming, they're getting martial law ready for that? Which one of those are you saying?
I'm saying that they probably know that there is actual calamity coming because of the increase in seismic and volcanic activity.
Yeah, I'll cover that when we come back. That's a good point.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the National Weather Service admits that in the last 19 years, the world had stopped heating up and the planet goes through different sun-based cycles. The UN promptly had a vote 5 years ago to just say the sun does not affect climate. That's like saying that water isn't wet. Well, now it's being reported. Montana, Wyoming, brace for cold, snow, cold temperatures, while much of the U.S. sizzles. Here's another headline. Cold summer, U.S. daily record minimums outnumbering record maximums 3-1 in the last 30 days. But don't worry, treehugger.com has an article about a man to live on a melting iceberg for 1 year to urge climate change action. And of course, they go and find a iceberg. Giant ones break off the southern and northern pole by the tens of thousands every year, that has beached itself along a coastline, and then they're supposed to melt. Sometimes they drift all the way up to the equator from Antarctica on the bottom of the Earth down by Chile. They'll drift thousands of miles up into the coastline of Brazil. It'll be 105 degrees, and why, here comes a giant iceberg. And then I could go out and sit on it and literally sun on the iceberg while watching girls in bikinis on the shore and go, oh my gosh, look, it's melting. Why, look at those glaciers. They're collapsing into the water. That's what glaciers do. It rains, and then the snow and the ice moves in glacial flows to the sea, and the warmer sea makes it break up, and they collapse. That's what the, and then they get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. The ice caps expand and contract, but the public, again, is only knows how to put on makeup or act trendy or go to fantasy football or check their Facebook update. And so the globalists are taking big-time advantage of you. It's like Al Gore putting out videos that penguins and stuff can't swim. Oh, the poor penguin's going to drown. Oh, the polar bear, look at swimming out to an ice floe because everything melted. No, they hunt whales on the ice floes. That's when they get big and fat during the summer. Beluga whales, they kill them. But it doesn't matter. I'm a conspiracy theorist, okay? Why, they get on the news and say we've got to pass carbon taxes because all the polar bears are dying. Doesn't matter our own government's numbers are. Their numbers are up fivefold from the 1950s. Facts don't matter. 2 + 2 = 4 is a conspiracy theory. Obama says you didn't build your business, and raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt, and you can keep your doctor under Obamacare even though you can't, and it's going to cut your premiums in half at least to the price of a cable bill or phone bill. It doesn't matter if that's all lies. Just call me a conspiracy theorist, and that makes you intellectually cool. You don't have to have any facts with people that have more facts than you. Just say I'm a liar. And everything's okay. I want to play this clip and then get into Suge Knight and then get a few calls if we have time. Democrat politician, grant illegals amnesty or they will become terrorists. Democrat state representative and candidate for the U.S. representative, Pat Murphy, said that if the underage migrants who have come to the U.S. from Central America aren't given a pathway to citizenship, they could become terrorists. Let's play a clip of that. You do what we want or stuff's going to get blown up. Hell, don't say that. Just blame it on the Tea Party. That's easier. Blame global warming on them. Here it is.
We need to make sure that we take care of the children that are coming up here. They're not from Mexico. They're coming from further south. Okay. We need to make sure that when we're talking about these children, we need to treat them like they're our children or our grandchildren. If they're going to be refugees, which several of them are going to be, we need to make sure that we have we take care of them and we create a pathway for citizenship and set up education for them so they don't become the same problem that we're currently having in the Middle East, that they'll be a terrorist a generation from now.
Yeah, because Afghanistan is south of us, not east or west, basically on the same parallel as New York. That's how dumb they think you are. And really, they're saying, worldwide, poor kids, come here. We'll make you wards of the state. You'll be the future cops. You'll be the enforcers, which they've done in England the last 30 years. They brought in poor kids from Europe, Eastern Europe, and they are now the social workers and the cops. And let me tell you, they do what the government says. The Soviets do that, and Putin still does it, where they take orphans and make them the enforcers of the state. That's even been on ABC News. Look it up. I mean, this is so diabolical. They want a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military, and they mean to have that 5-10 years down the road. So this is a long-term strategic takeover, and they set the precedent that all immigrants are little children. And so you're against the children, just all sick political sociopaths that just look at the quickest way to get money and power and to leverage the giant third world populations against this country and to turn us into a giant third world pit as well, not to help the third world, but to enrich a new chief class, a new El Jefe class here in America. Truly disgusting. Now, earlier I talked about this, and when I put this out on YouTube tomorrow, or perhaps on the radio show tomorrow, I want to merge this piece of the live radio show, but I want to play this tomorrow during that live show with what I talked about earlier, or maybe I'll just do it tomorrow. But I've discussed a lot here on air about weaponized culture, weaponized media. how sports has been designed for thousands of years to politically divert the masses from real issues so that men won't try to be politically active to better their lot and their family's lot, but that they'll be obsessed with the local horse races or gladiatorial events or baseball or football in the year 2014. Not saying it's inherently bad in and of itself, but it's deployed to control you and to fill the gap in men's brains that is designed for strategy and designed for being involved. You should be worrying about getting a better job, being more successful, taking care of your family, how the world really works, how to protect your liberties and freedoms, how to stop combines from starting monopolies that shut you down. Instead, you want to know about fantasy football. And women just want to run around and think they get ahead if they put their man down. Because that's the message. Put your man down, you get ahead. Dominate the man, you get ahead. No, dominate the globalist. Create a free market. Build a good society. Raise good children. Then your family gets ahead. But it's all a bunch of so-called individuals. See, they attack individualism if it isn't what the state wants. Individual freedom. But when they call it individualism, they mean only worry about yourself. And nobody pushes being more self-centered, more goblin-like than the whole music industry with the hardcore rock and roll, degrading women and men, the drugs, the, you know, the Satanism. But that wasn't hardcore enough by the mid-90s. Sumner Redstone, Viacom, MTV. On record, I've talked to top people. It's been documented. Books have been written on the subject. Professor Griff, KRS-One, so many others. They came in and they said, we're not going to have hip-hop about empowering inner-city communities and getting true, you know, equality. We're going to fund gangster rap, hip-hop, thug rap, just like the CIA shipped cocaine into the inner cities to start an implosion. Then by the early and mid-90s, they shipped in Suge Knight and Biggie and Tupac and all these people that got whacked out and killed because of the devilish culture they were putting out, and that it's cool to sling the rock and have the hose and the grill and everything else, and that's how you're a man, is not taking care of your family but not caring about anybody but yourself. And how many of these guys get gunned down? How many of them get killed? How many of them? And they sell the idea. The only way you get ahead is being a hip-hop rapper, an OG, an original gangster, how good it feels to be a gangster. Or you're a football or baseball or basketball player. Only a few thousand slots to be in any of those places, but people think that's how you're successful. And then meanwhile, you fall in as the cannon fodder to use the drugs, to sell the drugs, to be jokes, to be primed for prison, ready to be rolled into the giant private prisons, which they segregate by black, white, and Hispanic, and Asian. Just like they're segregating the country, according to that. And the government's the referee, protecting everyone from the gang culture that was sent like a psychic or psychological warfare torpedo in to destroy all these people. It is a demonic, sickening, arrogant, narcissistic, bloated, degenerate culture that you see being pushed by the hip-hop culture. It is absolute death, and it's taken black communities in the 50s with lower illegitimacy than were in the white communities to a world record of 90 to 91 or even higher percentage points. And now you see weird rap-style gangster country music and weird gangster-style rock and roll. It is so out of control. I'm sorry to the other callers. I'm out of time. But we'll be back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. By the way, you have experienced the Alex Jones experience. Joe Rogan is on tomorrow. I taped an interview with him when he was here last week. We hung out. That's going to be on tomorrow, and the rest will be on the nightly news tomorrow. But we'll be back, 11 a.m. Central, live. Spread the word about this transmission, folks, because you are the resistance.